Out front, I'm King David McKenzie. ABC says more than 1,500 people have called to complain about Adam Lambert's sexually charged performance at the American Music Awards. The Disney company-owned television network characterized the response as moderate. Before his performance, Lambert said that he wanted to break down a double standard that existed where female performers are often sexually provocative while men don't do it that often. There were also hostile comments online about the former American Idol glam rocker who sang his new song For Your Entertainment on Sunday's telecast with an elaborate set of masochistic production. Lambert fondled a dancer, led around another on a leash, had a dancer briefly stick his head in Lambert's crotch, and kissed a man. And in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Georgia yesterday, Lambda Legal and Co-Counsel filed a lawsuit against the City of Atlanta, the Chief of Police, and 48 individual officers of the Atlanta Police Department on behalf of 19 individuals who, on September the 10th at the Atlanta Eagle Gay Bar, were forcibly searched and detained. Greg Nevins, supervising senior staff attorney in Lambda Legal's Southern Regional Office based in Atlanta, says, quote, "The illegal activity going on in the Atlanta Eagle that night was committed by the Atlanta Police Department. If it is APD procedure for elderly men and wounded veterans to be thrown to the floor and harassed simply for being in a bar having a drink after work, then the APD should change its procedures." End of quote. The lawsuit challenges the APD officers' actions, claiming violations of the U.S. and Georgia constitutions as well as Georgia state law. On September the 10th, the Atlanta Police Department dispatched 20 to 30 officers to the Atlanta Eagle, including its Red Dog unit dressed in SWAT team gear, but inside the bar, the APD found no public sex, no drugs, or illegal weapons. During the raid, patrons of the bar were forced to lie face down on the floor while background checks were run on everyone. Eagle Bar patrons report hearing homophobic slurs, were forced to lay in spilled beer and broken glass, and one was forced to lie on the floor even though he had injured his back in the war on Iraq. Not a single patron was charged with any crime. Out front, at baronofarizona@gmail.com, I'm King David McKenzie.